Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to OMG MotoGP Extra, your little update ahead of the Grand Prix this weekend. And it's back to Spain, Barcelona, Catalunya for the Catalan Grand Prix. My name's Harry Benjamin. Alongside me as always is former Grand Prix rider and British champion Keith Ewan. Now, full disclaimer, early doors. Recording things a little bit differently for today's show because my laptop has gone kaput. So we are hoping this is all going to turn out absolutely fine and perfect. But if it doesn't, then that's the reason why. But it's been a bit of a week, hasn't it, Keith? Because you're supposed to be going out to Barcelona. Well, when are you supposed to be going out? Because we've got this whole air traffic control thing in the UK going on at the moment, meaning pretty much all flights are either grounded or delayed.
I blame media hype at the moment. I don't believe it. Yeah, there was an air traffic control problem over the UK, obviously, Monday morning, and it's put the frighteners on everybody at the moment. There are people, obviously, that's been caught out badly with that have been unlucky. But Danny Aldridge, who was our guest last weekend, he flew out Tuesday morning, no drama at all, Terminal 5, straight out of Heathrow, no problem. Unfortunately, I'm going out on EasyJet out of Luton, which is likely to not quite be as good, perhaps. Or maybe it will be. I mean, I've never had any trouble with EasyJet or Ryanair, all the ones that get all the slamming. When I've needed to get to where I needed to get to, and cheap, we've always got away with it fairly well. If you pay just a little bit extras for the speedy boarding and all that old rubbish for posh people, you know.
Oh, of course. Boarding. Absolutely. I have to get the extra legroom seat. It's impossible otherwise. I have to.
I have to get the extra headroom.
And that is not surprising to anybody. Well, look, we'll come on to Barcelona and what you're going to be up to and give us your insider's guide in a moment. But just a couple of things I think to pick up for early doors. We mentioned in Monday's show, Alex Rins not taking part, again, due to his injury. Now confirmed that my main man, Ika Lecuona, is going to be back in replacing him for Lecuona's fifth race back this year, fourth in a row. So that's quite good to see. Do you reckon he could be in for a shot for a full-time ride again next year?
I doubt it, to be honest, with the way things are. We'll wait and see. There's a lot of people waiting in the wings that seem to be more fashionable than Nicola Quaderna. I mean, I think he got done badly. Yeah. I know you think that, but I genuinely think that he didn't get given the full, opportunity, should we say, for want of a better phrase. So I think the Lecuona, he's getting a few. Maybe he'll open a few eyes. Who knows? Catalunya is one of those places. The unfortunate thing at the moment, or fortunate, I keep contradicting myself, is 80% rain scheduled for Saturday, 90% rain scheduled for Sunday at the moment. And if that's the case, we've come off of a heat wave in Spain to something a little bit wetter. It's obviously not far from the coast of the track. Catalunya track is not far away from Barcelona on the coast there. So we'll be seeing quite what's happening. And another thing with that track, there's so many opportunities to get it wrong there. Turns one and two is notorious, tripping over each other where the long lap penalty area is through that area as well. So watch out for sensors. Watch out for people getting running across the green stuff when they shouldn't do. What else have we got? Turn five is another one that's a really tricky downhill left-hander that you lose a lot of, lose a lot of riders through the front end there as well. So it could be one of those weekends where a lot more happens than maybe even we're expecting.
Was it this time last year at Catalunya where Fabio had the leather issue and Aleix Espargaró finished with a lap before the actual checkered flag?
Moob gate. That's where he's showing off his moobs fairly spectacularly. He's like you, he's fully shaved, so it wasn't that bad to see. Not that I know if you do shave your chest, by the way. I better get that cleared up straight away. But the point being is that, yes, it was where, for some reason or another, a very rare occasion that it came undone, it came unzipped, and his chest protector he had to throw out. So he actually completed the race in an unregulated fashion. It's very tricky in those circumstances. It's a bit like a motorcycle with a bit hanging off of it. You expect the meatball flag to come out, don't you? The black flag with the orange meatball on it to bring you in. Same thing applies with your clothing malfunction as he had in that particular, but very, very rare. Very rare indeed.
Was it the same race that Aleix Espargaró crossed the line and thought he'd taken the checkered flag? Or was that a different year? Or was that all in the same race?
To be honest, you're now testing my my memory of exactly which year's which.
By the way, it happened in Barcelona.
But it was there that, Aleix got himself in a bit of a muddle and probably felt slightly not happy when that happened to him as well. I mean, Catalunya is I love going to Catalunya. It's well organized. You're not far from Barcelona. You've got good train access to get to the track. If you want to drive, you can drive. If you want to go by train, you can get a train in from Barcelona. It's a good place to, excuse me, good place to be. Obviously my throat isn't. And it's one of those places where probably on the list of bucket list tracks, you probably wouldn't put it that high up, but I think it's a great racetrack. I like going to Barcelona. I like the atmosphere of it, where it is. The racing is quite good. And if we're going to have rain this weekend as well, expect fireworks.
So go on then. What's your plan for this weekend? What are you going to be doing in and around Barcelona? And then what are you keeping an eye out for on track?
Well, Barcelona as a city anyway is architecturally interesting. From a party kind of a place, it's great. Stays open late at night, which suits me down to the ground despite my age. It's probably because I can't sleep anymore. But anyway, I enjoy it in Barcelona. Food-wise, beach-wise, you've got a massive beach that goes really from the city all the way down towards, you carry on going down to Lloret de Mar if you want to. There's a long, long way of beach. And there's always something interesting. There's nudist beaches on the front there as well. I mean, I'll be keeping my bloody youngster well away from there. Some bloke strutting around showing his stuff off is not exactly what any of us want to see. But it is diverse. It's a very interesting part of the world, I think, generally. I think Spain gets a pretty bad rap. I like the Spanish. I like dealing with the Spanish. I think polite manners, bit of class, generally. The Spanish are very nice people to deal with. And despite the fact we're English and usually causing a whole lot of trouble down there as much as we possibly can. They treat us very well. Plenty of food. Again, any time of the day or night, pretty much you can get fed and get watered as well if that's what you're choosing to do. So good place to be, good part of the world. Cheap to get to as well for no money. I mean, I've had a car for a week for 80 quid.
Really?
Mind you, wow. I've got to feed the horses. I've got to feed the horses.
Literal horse power.
80 £80 from the airport for a, I can't remember what it is. It's a Seat something or the other. Yeah. But it's big enough for a couple of suitcases and one of my kids and obviously my missus.
So. I mean, that's surprising, really, because I know MotoGP is in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to say it, is smaller than Formula One, but you know, it is very much a Spanish sport, right? So you'd think they'd really hike everything up and there'd be a bit of a buzz around that. When you've been before, does the city make a little bit of a buzz about the weekend?
No, I think the city is more of a tourist area than anything. There's usually actually. I have no idea this year, but every year I've been, there's a music concert on nearby, quite a big one that's world-renowned, so world-renowned, I can't remember the name of it, but there is a music concert that's on nearby that a lot of our younger staff and the like used to go to and then destroy themselves before work the next day. So it's quite a happening place, Barcelona. It shouldn't be dismissed. And if you just want to do the touristy, you go up on the hills and look down over Barcelona, you know, it's a nice place to be in the world. And not expensive, and it's got a MotoGP Grand Prix. There isn't a lot more that you would want in life, really, is there?
No. Well, absolutely. I'm jealous that you get to go out there, actually.
And we've got the right track back now, after you lot beggared about with it for Formula One and stuck bloody chicanes in it and cut up our lovely Turn 10 that used to be a beautiful... The reason why we had a bloody dig away at Turn 10 was because Formula One... put that bloody chicane in, which took all the runoff away from Turn 10. Turn 10 comes down and we couldn't push the barrier back any further because you put a bloody silly chicane in the way. But now they've modified Turn 12, took the grandstands back, which they always said they couldn't do. So Formula One have got their final two corners back, which is good because I bet you guys like being fast through there. And we've got turns 12 and 13 back. Remember 2009, Valentino Rossi somehow found between those two last corners, found a way past Jorge Lorenzo for probably what is the classic, most memorable Catalonian Grand Prix that there's ever been between those two protagonists. It was just beautiful. The last lap was, I had a larynx that was exposed.
No way.
I was shouting that much. Oh my God. In commentary. It destroyed me. It was just the best last lap.
That is brilliant. It will take a lot, won't it, this weekend to try and even match that. But the rating has been... you know, up and down so far this year. Of course, it will have a sprint race too. But it is obviously the home race for many riders in the field. None more so than Marc Marquez, of course. Off the back, can you believe it? Unbelievably, of his first Sunday points of the year. But he seems to sort of have found this calmer style now where he's not... maybe pushing is not the right word, but do you think this is obviously the style he's going to push forward with?
The impressive thing, Harry, about Marc Marquez is he does what he needs to do. You know, he works out what is going to work best for him. If it means he's got to crash every other lap, he will do. If it means he's moving it forward. He's an intelligent racer. And, you know, I can't believe that the only stunning thing was that the Repsol, the PR department, were pushing the fact that he finished 12th. You know, like, normally you'd have buried that stat somewhere on a bad day, wouldn't you? But that's all they've had to shout about so far. But here, back in Catalonia, who knows? I think this is his brother's weekend. I'm really looking forward to Alex. Alex, for me, here, home, he's grown in stature this year. He's ready to be, and he's ready to win a main race. He's ready to win a big Grand Prix on the Sunday. Whether the weather will, you know, put the kibosh on that, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, go on then. Should we do our predictions?
Well, do you know what? I don't know what I want to do when it's raining. Because if it's dry, it's going to be bloody awkward, isn't it? I mean, I think you've got to put Bagnaia in there. I mean, first of all, let's just remind ourselves of the subs, obviously. Subs and wildcards this weekend. Because I think people are tuning in on Extra for the latest on that. Ike Lecuona, as you've said, it looked like Rins was going to come back this weekend. It looked like every intention. He was on the entry list. And then not last minute, obviously. So he's got still substantial injury. Otherwise, he would have been getting to Thursday and then having a fitness test on Thursday. And Ike Lecuona would have been announced on Thursday. But it's been announced this far forward. So we know that he's still substantially not very well in the injury department. So Lecuona takes over his place. That's the only change in MotoGP at the moment. Moto2, Senna Agüayes is in for Darren Binder. So the Aussie in for the South African. Yeray Ruiz is in for Alex Siskiri in Moto2 as well. Matteo Rato takes over from Tiger Harder. The Italian takes over from Tiger Harder in Moto2. Marcus Ramirez is listed now as a permanent replacement for Sean Dylan Kelly. So that looks like that's going to run a run while Sean Dylan Kelly's still getting better. Moto3, Chakakon Buazri, the tie is in. He's 22 years old. And wait for that. There's a wild card. He's running for Honda as well out there. And then we've got David Almenza, who's in on a Husky, on a Husqvarna as a wild card as well. So two wild cards in Moto3. That really is it, as far as I can see. I can't see any more changes that have come up on my list today. So I don't think there's anybody else that's suffering in an injury that might be announced on Thursday. So we should see that as a grid now.
Yeah, well, we're recording this on a little bit earlier than normal on the Tuesday evening before the race. So if there are any changes, then that'll be the reason why. And we'll try and keep you up to date on our OMG Motor GP socials. Come on, Ed. No, I want to push you. I need three, your top three for the sprint and your top three for the Grand Prix. I'll go first and buy you some time, okay? So for the sprint, I've gone Alex Marquez for the win, Marco Bezzecchi for second, and I've gone Bagnaia third. What's your sprint?
It's very interesting. I'm glad you nicked my Alex Marquez shout. Yeah,
you're welcome. I wrote that down just as you said it.
Did you think of that all on your own?
Always. Always.
I think I'm going to look towards... I'm going to have Binder in there, I think.
Oh, I forgot about Binder.
So you're right. Should use your brain. You got one, a young one as well. So Binder I'm going to have in there, but I don't think, for a win. I mean, Aleix let me down badly last time. I know it wasn't a track that he went well on, but I thought coming off the back of the previous performance, he might be able to pull one off. And I reckon Aleix here, this is a real difficult. I'm going to go sprint, Aleix, Binder, Bagnaia. That is a really left of field one. I mean, I didn't put Alex Marquez in there because I'm going to choose him for my my main race on Sunday.
Okay, I like that top three. Well, go on then. I went first in the sprint. Who's your Grand Prix top three?
Well, I'm going to stick with what I said as we open this 15-minute extra up. Is I think Alex Marquez is going to have a good weekend. I hope that that nothing untoward happens. It's always a tricky one around this kind of track in these kind of circumstances. But I think a Marquez for first place in the Grand Prix on Sunday. Bagnaia, do you know what? Again, I'm real left to feel with this. Maverick Vinales.
Oh, hello. Okay.
I just hope he can get it off the line.
They're pretty. His starts, God, they were terrible, weren't they? In last time around Oscar,
he's got real good pace at the moment. I don't know whether they can get they've got anything sorted or whether he's got himself sorted for. If he can just make the start, he's got the pace. And again, it's going to be about tyre use. You know, it's a fast old racetrack, this one, and you start to run out of tyres through those last couple of corners. Getting onto that front straight, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good weekend anyway.
It certainly is.
Who cares about our predictions, Harry?
Yeah, well, I'm going Bagnaia winner, Jorge Martin second, and I've gone for an Aprilia on the third step of the podium, but it's Aleix Espargaró for me on that one. So let us know yours. Comment them below or get in touch. On our socials, OMG Moto GP. Thank you very much for your questions and comments. As always, a shout out to Andy Plews, who says, we have made his morning by being back for our podcast. So thank you. You've made our evening by making that as a comment.
And we got some big plans as well. We've got some big plans coming up. A couple of superstars are coming on. We're going all Hollywood in a couple of weeks' time as well with some very interesting guests coming up. It wasn't really the way, Harry, that we intended. So much. It's only because Pete has decided to have a bit more of an extended holiday than we thought you would.
And we are trying, by the way. We are trying. So Pete is still, we haven't fallen out with Pete. So he's just having a nice little holiday at the moment.
The accuracy will be better.
Yeah, exactly. come on, we fly the pressure. Come on, Mr. McLaren. Okay, look, that's just about it for your little 15-ish minute extra hit ahead of the weekend, and then we'll be straight back after the Grand Prix, or the week after the Grand Prix, to have a look at it all. And as always, we'll be looking back at it and chatting with a very special guest as well. Bring on the raid, I say, this weekend. Let's see what happens. Enjoy your travel out there, Keith. Safe flight. Give us updates while you're out there as well. We look forward to hearing all about it afterwards. In the meantime, though, please do like, subscribe, and review. Keep on doing it. Always appreciative. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the Grand Prix.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.